Welcome to today's hip pause meditation.
So I invite you to find a comfortable seated position. And once you've found this comfortable position, gently close your eyes. Begin to notice your breath. Feeling it flow in and flow out of your body today. And roll your shoulders down and back, creating space through your chest, shining the chest forward. Bring awareness to your spine. Engaging your core to find length all the way from your sit bones to the crown of the head. Letting your shoulders drop down away from your ears. Resting the backs of the hands in your lap or on the knees. Breathing in and out through your nose. Not setting any expectations for what your practice should look like today. Just letting whatever is be as it is. Feel the breath beginning in your belly, moving up into your ribs and your chest. Maybe holding at the top for a moment. And exhale, feel the breath deflating out of your body, leaving through the chest, ribs, and squeezing your belly at the end. Continue to focus on taking long, deep breaths. Allowing your body to find a place of ease and stillness. I'm going to guide you through three rounds of 4-7-8 breath, where you will inhale to a count of 4, hold to a count of 7, and exhale to a count of 8. Prepare with a full breath in, and exhale, release. Inhale 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I invite you to continue taking this breath. Find a natural breath that puts your body at ease. Continuing to allow your attention to rest on your breath. Finding anchoring through your breath.
In today's practice, we are going to explore the connection between metabolic health and chronic disease. The underlying root of all disease is inflammation. When you peel back the layers of what causes inflammation in our body, you will find the root cause at a cellular level. When we eat, the mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell, breaks the food energy down to provide energy for our body, converting it to ATP. When something in your external environment, this could be food, medication, toxins, lack of sleep, throws off the functioning of your mitochondria, the body reacts by engaging your immune system, triggering inflammation in your body. When the powerhouse of the cells become overwhelmed, food energy is not being converted into ATP / cellular energy, and we get fat storage in cells. This eventually leads to insulin resistance and increases our risk to all disease. It is through this process that metabolic health is linked to inflammation in the body. How do you know if your body is undergoing metabolic dysfunction? The following should be known to understand if your body has a metabolic issue. Your fasting blood sugar levels, less than 100 milligrams per deciliter. Triglycerides, less than 250 milligrams per deciliter. HDL cholesterol, less than 40 milligrams per deciliter for men and less than 50 milligrams per deciliter for women. Blood pressure, less than 130 over 85. Waist circumference, less than 35 inches for women and 40 inches for men. Having a diet with high added sugar is one of the main ways we overwhelm ourselves through our diet. We can lower our risk to disease by reducing sugar in our diet and simply by eating unprocessed foods. Your health is in your hands.
And when you're ready, begin to bring movement into the fingers and the toes, maybe rotating the wrists. Gently open your eyes.
Thank you so much for sharing your practice with me. I wish you a beautiful day ahead, and until next time.